finds it open field 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Rebel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
It's a Football Friday. It's a Motown Friday. It's Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you, and so much to cover in this hour. The NFL announcing the 2013 schedule last night. They did it after we left the air, so we will break down the Browns schedule for you on tonight's show. And helping me to do that will be Hanford Top Dog Dixon, making his regular appearance. You're also going to hear from Mary Kay Cabot, who covers the Browns for the Cleveland Plain Dealer. She'll be making her first appearance on this show. Looking forward to that. And a lot of highlights to get into with the schedule. The Browns opening September 8th against the Miami Dolphins. Interesting thing there is that the Browns have won their past four meetings against the Dolphins, and that includes the last three at First Energy Stadium. Another interesting note, there's many, and we'll get into those. But the Vikings, who are the Browns' Week 3 opponent, this will be their final season at Mall of America Field. Now, the Browns, first time they played the Vikings there, won that game back in October of 1986, 23-20, and then have lost each of their last three against the Vikings. But we have got different elements and areas of the schedule to break down. And again, you'll hear from Hanford Dixon and from Mary Kay Cabot on that. Also, mini camp wrapped up this week, 3 days of practice on the field. You'll hear from the players about that. Joe Thomas, the veteran, the six-time Pro Bowl offensive tackle. You're going to hear from defensive lineman Billy Wynn, and you'll hear from wide receiver Greg Little. Jameer Howerton sitting down with those guys getting some interesting thoughts. We've got a lot, and we got to get it going for you. In a couple of minutes, it'll be the Top Dog, Hanford Dixon, joining this show. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Deals of the year have been extended at Liberty Ford. Get 0% financing for 60 months on our huge selection of 2013 Fords. Or lease America's best-selling truck, the F-150, for only $229. That's right, only $229 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, Home.
Looking for real value for your health insurance dollar? Look no further than Value Plus individual health insurance plans from Medical Mutual. Value Plus plans offer access to preventive care like immunizations and blood pressure and cholesterol screenings, paid for at 100%. Plus, Medical Mutual will cover your first two doctor's visits at no cost to you. For valuable information on their Value Plus plans, visit MedMutual.com, official health insurer of the Cleveland Browns.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it rock?
I can't believe we're right next to the stage. Ah, here we go!
Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Does it include dancing?
To our boy Randy the Bachelor. Let's make this a night we never talk about. Here we go.
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything, but there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. The just right taste of Bud Light. So no matter what your idea of a good time sounds like, start it off right with refreshing Bud Light. It's the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Pamper Mom with the Pandora Mother's Day gift set exclusively from Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared.
The set includes a Pandora sterling silver clasp bracelet, two pink tendril clips, and a Jared exclusive celebration flower bouquet charm for only $170, a $200 value. And you'll only find this incredible offer at Jared.
It can only be Jared.
Available now through May 12th while supplies last. See store for details.
This spring, plant something beautiful in your driveway. Introducing the Lincoln Certified Pre-Owned Spring Event. Right now, get 1.9% APR on a certified pre-owned Lincoln of your choice, which comes with the confidence of our 6-year, 100,000-mile comprehensive warranty and amenities like 24/7 roadside assistance. The Lincoln Certified Pre-Owned Spring Event. Luxurious by any standards. Certified by ours. Not all buyers qualify for Lincoln Automotive Financial Services Limited Term Financing. Take delivery from dealer stock by 4/30/13. See dealer for qualifications, limited warranty, and details.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Revel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It's a football Friday on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And the Cleveland Browns 2013 NFL Draft Party is Thursday, April 25th at First Energy Stadium. Watch all the first-round draft action, including visits from current and former Browns players, live broadcasts, and the chance to personally select your seats for the 2013 season. Doors open at 6 p.m. Admission is free. For more information, visit clevelandbrowns.com. And we go to the Revel Wireless Hotline for this segment, which is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube, to our good friend Hanford Top Dog Dixon. Dog, I'll tell you what, busy week, obviously, in Berea with mini camp, 3 days of practice during the week. The schedule comes out, and then, oh, yeah, there's a draft coming up soon, coming up next week. So a lot of topics to get to. I want to start with mini camp, and I want to start with DeQuell Jackson, because I thought he said some very interesting things when he talked with reporters about being in this 3-4 scheme, this Ray Horton scheme, and basically saying how nice it's going to be, just and this gives you a sense of how thrilled he is to be a part of this, how nice it's going to be for the Browns to have an opportunity to give the Ravens and the Steelers some of their, quote, own medicine because of the type of scheme, very similar defensive scheme the Browns are going to run.
Well, no question about it, because, you know, for a long time, I mean, looking at Baltimore and looking at Pittsburgh, I mean, they've been coming in here and they've been just what DeQuell said, beating up on our offense with that 3-4 defense. And it's just such an aggressive type style of defense, where, you know, we're so used to seeing guys like Harrison, Suggs, guys like that in our backfield pretty much all the time. But we're going to get a chance to do some of that, because, as you know, Vic, we got Ray Horton, who knows that scheme and knows the that type of defense very, very well. And I'm just looking forward to watching our guys and seeing how they adapt and just constantly on the attack. And what I mean by that is putting a lot of pressure on the opposing team's offense, causing havoc. See, one thing you know, when you play the Pittsburgh Steelers and when you play the Baltimore Ravens, they do such a good job of disguising their defense, and you don't know where that blitzer is coming from. I mean, you know they're coming, you just don't know where they're coming from. And that's the beauty of that defense. And now we're going to do a lot of that, and I'm just really excited about it.
And I think it's critical that DeQuell Jackson is on board with it, as he is, that you've got a veteran leader that you know very well, Rob Schudzinski as head coach, Ray Horton is defensive coordinator. Yeah, they're the new guys in charge, and they're in charge, but they have to have the help and the support of someone in that locker room who has the respect of his teammates, and especially on that right. defensive side, right? And I think the fact that DeQuell is all in, and that right. DeQuell is describing it as something that he's going to be fitting well and feeling good with, I think is critical.
Well, no question. And DeQuell, for instance, he is really big, just like that coach on the field. I mean, he's just like having Horton in Ray Horton in the huddle. I mean, you hit it right on the head. He's such a well-respected guy, not only just on this football team, but around the league. A guy with good character. A guy that every time he goes on the field, he's giving you everything he's got. And players respect that. Not only do they respect him as a man, they respect him as a football player. And DeQuell is a guy, he is the one that's going to lead this team and lead this defense against all the opposing quarterbacks or opposing offenses coming in here. And again, I just can't wait. Vic, I wish I could play a few plays, but I can't, because one thing I know about that 3-4 defense, it really brings out a corner's talent, because those guys are going to be on an island all by themselves. They're going to be playing a lot of man-to-man coverage. And one thing we know, I mean, we got our buddy on the one side talking about Hayden, but we're just still trying to figure out who we're going to use on the other side. And I know at minicamp we've been using Buster Scream, and we've also been using the kid Owings. Both of those have been playing the corner, but who knows what we're going to do during the draft. But again, exciting time for the Cleveland Browns, a great, great defense, and again, an attack type defense. And again, if I could play a few plays, Vic, I would go out there and do it.
We're visiting with Hanford Top Dog Dixon as he regularly joins the show. He's with us on the Rebel Wireless Hotline, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. No, all this attack style stuff that we're talking about here, though, Hanford, and this ties in with the announcement of the schedule. We know who the Browns are playing. They open up the season September 8th. But right away, when you get into this schedule, and at week two, they face Joe Flacco and the defending Super Bowl champion Ravens. You know, you've got a Matthew Stafford on the schedule on October 13th. When the Lions come to town, you go out to Green Bay the following week to face Aaron Rodgers. Some very good quarterbacks. And, oh, by the way, late in the season, Tom Brady. They got to take him on in New England. So, I think all this pass rush talk, your point about cornerback is valid, too, in terms of it being a need and figuring out what's there. But I really think that we're getting – we knew who the opponents are, but now that we see – the schedule in front of us and we're concentrating on it and staring at it, that the vital nature of having this pass rush be as strong as it can be, because you've got to do something to disrupt or get those quarterbacks on the ground or force mistakes.
Well, you're right, Vic, and you're also right about this schedule, because when you look at the schedule, I mean, obviously, there's nowhere to hide on there, and we're not to say we're looking for anywhere to hide. We want to bring them all on, and you and I have talked about it. I think we got the Baltimore Ravens on the 15th of early in the year, September 15th, there at their place, and what a better time you and I'd say to catch them than to try to catch them early.
Right, earlier the better, before they get settled into what they're doing and they underwent a lot of changes.
Right, and right after that, where do we go? We got Minnesota.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we know that football team. But Vic, looking at down that thing, I mean, we got Green Bay. You know, and it's just going to be an awesome game there. And then December 8th, we got to go. We got Tom Brady and company. So it's a schedule that I think it's going to show the type of football team that we have. And I think we're going to have a pretty good one, because, again, we've had the opportunity right now during minicamp these few days to bring everybody in and get everybody on the same page and let everybody know what we're trying to accomplish as a football team. And then we're going to have another minicamp, I think 2 weeks right after the draft. So it's going to be interesting. And again, as business as usual, we're moving forward ahead.
Yeah, definitely, and it's exciting to know about this primetime game, October 3rd. I know every team gets a Thursday night game, but last year the Browns had to travel to that one to Baltimore. They get a home one, and the first home primetime game for this team since 2009, and you know how much that stadium, First Energy Stadium, is going to be rocking.
Oh, it's going to be rocking, and I was just, you know, as you were talking about it, I was sitting here, and I'm moving from left and moving to right, just feeling the energy right now that's going to be in that place.
On April 19th, you're feeling the energy. That's yeah. Impressive here.
Hey, I can't wait. I can't wait for it. Just the way it actually has already started. But, you know, and you know our fans, they're going to show up in force, and all the dog masks and the dog pound, and everybody's going to be going. And you know what? It's going going to be interesting. Again, we got a new we got life again, Vic. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We have life with Chud and Turner and everybody. I'm just excited. Like I say, you know how to get me going. And we got a ways to go before.
We got to pace ourselves. We've got to pace ourselves. Hanford, great, and thank you so much for taking the time with us, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Oh, you got it, partner. It's always a pleasure.
He's the top dog, Hanford Dixon, joining us on the Rebel Wireless Hotline, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up. Conversations with Joe Thomas and Billy Wynn and Greg Little ahead on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Deals of the year have been extended at Liberty Ford. Get 0% financing for 60 months on our huge selection of 2013 Fords. Or lease the best-selling fuel-efficient Focus for only $129. That's right, only $129 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
it just got hotter in Medina. At Quaker Steak and Lube, we're famous for over 20 flavors of award-winning sauces, voted Best Wings USA. But there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, sandwiches, salads, signature drinks, and drafts, all served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube, including all-you-can-eat wings on Tuesday and 60-cent breaded boneless wings on Wednesday. Great times, great food. Get to Quaker Steak and Lube, now open at 4094 Pearl Road in Medina.
Browns fans, you're on the clock. Celebrate with the Cleveland Browns at the 2013 Draft Party on Thursday, April 25th. Watch all of the first-round draft action at First Energy Stadium, including visits from current and former Browns players, live broadcasts, and food and drink specials. Doors open at 6 p.m. Admission is free. The Cleveland Browns Draft Party is in association with Cleveland Clinic, Pepsi, and Bud Light. For more information on how you can attend, visit clevelandbrowns.com.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Come in, sit down. You must be Megan and Mark. I'm Sharon, your wedding planner.
Hello.
Hi.
So, are you planning a large wedding?
150 guests.
Okay, then. Fairly large. Let me just get online and we can look at some venues.
Wow. Is that dial-up?
You bet. Oh, they keep trying to sell me fast internet, but come on, faster internet. I need that like I need a color monitor. Oh, now, I assume you'll be videotaping your ceremony? Oh, just ignore that. The machine will pick it up.
Your technology says a lot about your business. With over 20 professional features, Cox Business Voice Manager gives you business class service with reliability you can count on. Get business phone for only $35 per line per month. Switch to Cox Business today and make your business our business. Visit coxbusiness.com. Offer valid until July 1st, 2013. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Phone modem provided by Cox requires electricity and has battery backup. Access to E911 may not be available during extended power outage. Other restrictions apply.
Are you tired of hearing the term guaranteed approval, guaranteed financing, or guaranteed credit? How about no hidden fees? Only to find out you need to win the lottery to be eligible for the so-called guarantee? Well, at Bob Gillingham Ford, the term guaranteed is what they refer to as to how you'll be treated. They guarantee you'll receive the three pillars of customer service: fair, honest, and open. That guarantee is the cornerstone that has allowed them to serve Northeast Ohio for over 56 years. Start your next car or truck buying experience at BobGillinghamFord.com. See their actual and true photographed inventory, like the stunning new 2013 Ford Fusion. From there, let them show you their guarantee of a truly great buying experience. Stop in and see them, 8383 Brook Park Road in Parma, or call 216-398-1300. That's BobGillinghamFord.com. They're looking forward to welcoming you to the home of the real deal, Bob Gillingham Ford.
the only place you get Browns news straight from Browns headquarters. Catch Cleveland Browns Daily with Vic Carucci, driven by Liberty Ford. Weeknights at 6 on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Browns Draft Retrospective, driven by Liberty Ford. In the 1972 draft, the Cleveland Browns selected Brian Sipe in the 13th round. Sipe's greatest accomplishment came in 1980 when he led the Browns to their first playoff berth in 8 years and was named the NFL's most valuable player. Sipe still holds team records for career passing yards, touchdowns, attempts, and completions. Go to ClevelandBrowns.com today and cast your vote in the Browns' greatest draft pickup contest, driven by Liberty Ford.
Listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Rebel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Happy to have you with us on this Football Friday, Motown Friday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Our own Jameer Howerton got a chance to sit down with a few of the Browns players participating in minicamp this week, starting off with the big-time offensive tackle, the six-time Pro Bowler, Joe Thomas. Take it away, Jameer.
Thanks, Vic. Joe, you guys had 3 days to spend time diving deep into this offense. What have been your thoughts about minicamp?
Well, I think it's been really good. I've saw a lot of guys out there flying around, doing a great job in the meetings, soaking all the information in, doing their best out on the field to try to pick things up, get comfortable with the new system, and get comfortable with some of the new players that are out there. So I think it was a really good minicamp for a lot of guys.
For yourself, how does it help the offensive linemen knowing that you guys have Coach George Warhop as well as Mike Sullivan, who you're extremely familiar with, getting you guys acclimated to this new system?
Yeah, it's really nice because a lot of times for an offensive line, the hardest thing between systems is not the plays, because a lot of times the plays are really similar. It's actually the line calls. It's just the terminology that you're going to use between each other and between the offensive line and the coaches. So being able to keep that consistent and being able to bring Warhop where you know the consistent technique from year to year has really been helpful.
So what does it say to you when you see full participation from your teammates here during the strength and conditioning program?
Well, it's nice. I mean, we all know that it's voluntary, so we don't have to be here, but it is really nice to have everybody out here diving into their books, getting out on the practice field, and doing what we can to get ready.
And just for yourself, what's your course of action after this mini camp?
Well, we got plenty more off season. We're only a couple weeks in, so we got plenty of time here before even our mandatory mini camp. So enjoy the spring, hopefully a little bit, and some more football.
Joe, thank you for your time. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Back to you, Vic.
Thanks, Jameer and Joe. And now we want to get a defensive perspective. So Jameer goes back now to talk with Billy Wynn.
Thanks, Vic. Billy, we had a chance to talk to your new position coach, Joe Cullen. What's it been like working with Coach Cullen?
Oh, it's been awesome. You know, he's a great defensive line coach. He guy knows his stuff, that's for sure.
Defensive coordinator Ray Horton's been throwing a lot at you guys. How you been retaining the information?
Oh, you know, just going back and studying on my, you know, on my own time and whenever I can fit it in. You know, it's going well though. You know, learning the playbook is coming on.
Talk to me about your approach. You're heading into your second season with the Browns. There's a lot of new faces here. What's your mindset?
Oh, you know, just coming in here and competing, like, you know, like it's, you know, year in and year out, you know, from college to high school, whatever, you know, it's all about competing and making the guy across from you better.
What's that one thing you really want to focus on during this year?
Oh, you know, just being a more physical player. You know, I've been known to be a finesse player, but, you know, just trying to balance the two out and you know, make something of it.
When you look at this defense, how do you see yourself fitting in?
You know, I'm just, like I said, you know, I'm going to go back to competing and seeing where, you know, where they want me to play, you know, whether it's a one or two, it doesn't matter. You know, I'm going to do what I have to do, you know, to, you know, to play for this defense.
And lastly, Billy, you've been in and around the community during this year, during the off season. Do you feel a different vibe surrounding the team?
Oh yeah, you know, there's definitely some team chemistry there. You know, guys are, you know, guys are chatting it up and getting to know each other. You know, so we're all clicking on all cylinders, and you know, things are looking good right now.
Well, Billy, thank you for your time and good luck to you. Back to you, Vic.
And a large part of the off-season discussion about the Browns is about how they're going to do at wide receiver. And a guy who is very key to this story is Greg Little. His development now that he is entering his third season with the Browns, his first in this new offense. Let's hear what he has to say. Jameer, take it.
Thanks, Vic. Greg, how was practice?
The level of intensity of practice is risen, definitely for the offense, because it's so quick, it's so fast-paced, and you're in and out of the huddle, and everything's downfield, and you really have to be subconscious about, you know, your condition level and just pushing yourself through it.
Coach mentioned yesterday that this is a learning camp. How have you been retaining the information?
It's a lot of information. It definitely is. But if you go about it the right way and study when you're not here, and study when you have time between meetings, you'll get it. And I think a lot of guys are taking the right approach to it.
How excited are you to work with your new offensive coordinator, North Turner?
Definitely through the past 2 days, it's been so far, you know, a wide receiver's dream.
You tweeted that yesterday.
I did. It has been a wide receiver's dream, and just everything is downfield. And if you run the routes correctly, you're going to be open, and that's just the beautiful thing about it.
What's been your main focus this offseason? You came in here during the strength and conditioning program in great shape. What's been your focus?
Just try to retain the information in the offense and the terminology and just sit down with coaches, you know, before or after meetings and try to, you know, ask the questions that I didn't get asked. And just try to, like I said, you know, just soak it all in.
Greg, thank you for your time and good luck to you.
Thank you.
Back to you, Vic.
Thank you, Jameer. Thank you, Greg Little. Thank you, Joe Thomas. Thank you, Billy Wynn. All right, coming up, we're going to talk more about the Browns mini camp and about the schedule that was released yesterday by the NFL. We'll get into that. We'll get into the draft with Mary Kay Cabot, who covers the Browns for the Cleveland Plain Dealer. That's next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Deals of the year have been extended at Liberty Ford. Get 0% financing for 60 months on our huge selection of 2013 Fords. Or lease the best-selling Fusion or Escape for only $189. Your choice, only $189. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
it just got hotter in Medina. At Quaker Steak and Lube, we're famous for over 20 flavors of award-winning sauces voted Best Wings USA. But there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, sandwiches, salads, signature drinks, and drafts, all served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube, including all-you-can-eat wings on Tuesday and 60-cent breaded boneless wings on Wednesday. Great times, great food. Get to Quaker Steak and Lube, now open at 4094 Pearl Road in Medina.
Are you ready to make some big plays this season? Like growing your savings, buying a home, or even building a business? At First Merit Bank, we'd like to assist you with your goals, whatever they may be. So no matter what your next play is, we're ready to help you make it happen. It's your game plan. How can we help? First Merit Bank. You first. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Your Akron Arrows are home tonight through Sunday against the Bowie Bay Sox. It's Friday night fireworks as the Arrows will light up the sky with a spectacular display immediately following the 6:35 p.m. game. It's also 70s night. Dust off those bell bottoms and platform shoes and relive the disco era all over again. Free Jim Clark bobbleheads on Saturday and fun for the whole family on Sunday. Gates open tonight at 5:30 and seats start at just $5. Call 800-97-ARROWS or go online at akronarrows.com. Akron Arrows Baseball, it's a whole new ball game.
Here's your Buffalo Wild Wings look at the draft. Today's featured player is outside linebacker Jarvis Jones from Georgia. Ranked 7th on the ESPNCleveland.com big board, Jones started his college career at USC. After suffering a neck injury and not being cleared to play after that injury, Jones transferred to Georgia where he was allowed to play. In 2012, Jones led the nation in sacks, tackles for loss, and forced fumbles. Stop in and follow the draft at B-Dubs, Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Go to BuffaloWildWings.com for the location nearest you.
It's Springtoberfest, and that means it's time for huge savings on a new Volkswagen from Dave Walter VW. Right now through April 30th, exclusively from Dave Walter. Lease a 2013 Volkswagen Jetta for as low as $129 a month, or buy now and make no payments until August 2013. Plus, see many other outstanding savings right now at DaveWalterVW.com. The Springtoberfest sales event, now through April 30th. For VW, see DW, Dave Walter VW, on West Exchange in Akron. Qualified buyers only. See dealer for details.
Stay connected to the sports world.
Roger Kosick, our guest from ESPN, their legal analyst. So what's Jimmy Haslam's next step?
Well, I hope he has a great lawyer. I mean, I know there's some great ones in Cleveland, but I hope he has the best.
ESPN Cleveland Sports Night on ESPN 850 WKNR. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Revel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Browns fans unite. Season tickets are on sale now. Be part of the tradition of Cleveland Browns football live at First Energy Stadium. Great seat locations are open in the general seating bowl and club level. For more information on new Browns season tickets, visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. And this segment is driven by Liberty Ford. And joining us on the Revel Wireless Hotline, she covers the Browns and has for many years for the Cleveland Plain Dealer, Mary Kay Cabot. Mary Kay, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Dick.
Well, let's talk about the schedule, and we'll start with this. The Browns get to open at home. I know that's kind of a tradition with this football team, to pretty much to have home openers. You know, I think the good news, if there's good news about the toughest part of your schedule having to be played at any point, but having it in weeks two and three, and it looks to me at Baltimore, at Minnesota, in those second and third weeks after the home opener against Miami, if you're going to have to go against two playoff teams, of course, one of them the defending champs, Super Bowl champs, you do it then. I mean, if it's got to happen, and it had to happen, that if it happens earlier, better than later. Do you think?
Yeah, I would think so. Hey, why not bring on the defending Super Bowl champs right away? You know, see where you're at and get this ball rolling. So it is a very exciting first part of the schedule. And I don't think this is a team that would, you know, be overlooking the opener and going right on to Baltimore. But, boy, that definitely is a game that will be circled on the calendar. There's so much intrigue. Of course, you've got Paul Kruger coming over from the Ravens. You know, it's going to be a huge game for him. You know, Joe Flacco coming off that amazing season in the Super Bowl. So, you know, if you look at the early part of the schedule, there are a lot of home games, but those two away games loom very large.
Yeah, they do. And you mentioned it with the Ravens, not only the Kruger factor, the fact that they've lost so many people and that they're really redoing a lot there. I mean, they've got to get people acclimated to that team, that system. And again, as new as the Browns are in so many ways, starting with the head coach and the coaching staff and all other elements, the Ravens have some transitioning to do as well. And my sense is that, you know, in week two, it's still early for that, and you're still probably going through that process as a team.
Well, you are, but you know what? I mean, just when you think that, you know, hey, what is Ozzie Newsome doing in terms of losing all of these guys? They go out and sign an Elvis Dumervil, and I thought that was a tremendous, tremendous save, you know, by the Ravens after losing the guys that they did, including Paul Kruger.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, I think that when you have a Terrell Suggs and an Elvis Dumervil there together, it seems to me that they're not going to miss a beat from the dominant defense we all know them to be. And, you know, good job by them for, you know, for pulling that back together.
Yeah, I agree with that. And then the three home games right after that stretch of back-to-back road games, Cincinnati, Buffalo, Detroit. The tough part of this is the quick turnaround between the Cincinnati and Buffalo game because they're going to face the Bills on Thursday night, but they're going to face them at home, and it's a Bills team that will have a new quarterback, whether he is Kevin Cobb or probably, or perhaps, some people say probably, but perhaps a rookie who will be selected next week in the draft for Buffalo. I think from that standpoint, those are two pluses for the Browns to have this first primetime game since 2009. You know that crowd in that stadium is going to be stoked.
Yeah, it'll be very, very interesting to see, you know, again, who the quarterback will be. There's a lot of talk that, you know, that they will go ahead and pick Ryan Nassib. Doug Marrone, who actually interviewed for the Browns job at one point during the coaching search here, you know, he now is the coach of the Bills, and there's a lot of talk that he will draft Ryan Nassib with that number 8 pick. Ryan Nassib is somebody the Browns have also looked at. They brought him in for a private workout. So it'll be really interesting to see who the quarterbacks are for that game.
Yeah, and then it's on the road for 2 weeks at Green Bay, at Kansas City. And then, and I think this is interesting, too, that when the Browns see Baltimore again, now we're in the early part of November, it's followed by a bye week
and then at Cincy, but then back-to-back home games against the Steelers and Jaguars. And right in this sort of middle area, Mary Kay, I get the sense that, you know, this is kind of a point where you're defining where you are. I mean, I know we'll know and we'll get a lot of clues maybe in the first quarter of the season, but it's at this point where you've had those three straight home games. How do you handle the two in at Green Bay? Always going to be tough. Kansas City, maybe not so much with all the newness and transitioning there. But, you know, a chance to kind of get into this middle area, and by the time you get into playing Pittsburgh and Jacksonville at home, you know, perhaps if anything good is going to start happening with this team, we'll know then. Or the opposite. I mean, we can always, you know, anything can happen during the course of this year. But I just get a sense that what the Browns will be will kind of be defined quite a bit then, because by then you figure the systems of this 3-4 Ray Horton will be learned, and maybe not totally, but guys will get more comfortable with that. And on the offensive side, North Turner and Rob Chudzinski's offense, you know, guys will perhaps be feeling a groove with that.
Well, when I look at this middle part of the schedule, the thing that really stands out to me, Vic, is once you get past the Buffalo Bills there early on that Thursday night game, you head into Matthew Stafford, Aaron Rodgers, Alex Smith, Joe Flacco. Then you go Andy Dalton, Ben Roethlisberger. A couple of weeks later, you find yourself against Tom Brady and then Jay Cutler. I mean, it doesn't end. This is a year of some really, really good quarterbacks that they're going to be facing. So it's no mystery, you know, why they are working so hard on finding pass rushers to disrupt those quarterbacks. Boy, you look at this, and the defense is going to have its hands full.
Yeah, no, it will, and you're absolutely right. It stays true to why you wanted Paul Kruger, why you wanted to bring in a Desmond Bryant, and why, and we could talk about this a little bit about the draft, that why I think adding more of those components, those pass rushers to this front, you almost can say you can't have enough of them. I know cornerback's important too, but I think the pass rushers are the real key. We're visiting with Mary Kay Cabot. She covers the Browns for the Cleveland Plain Dailer on the Rebel Wireless Hotline here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Mary Kay, the news conference yesterday, Joe Banner and Mike Lombardi, the pre-draft conference that every team basically has, didn't shed a lot of light on anything that this team would be doing. Nobody gives up those secrets generally. But, again, we came away, I think, with the thought, consistent with what Joe Banner had said also at the Combine, that this team's thrust is, as you just said, to upgrade that pass rush, make this defense as strong as possible. And it just sounds to me like this defensive theme is going to remain strong.
Well, you know what? I would have to think so. Again, it's hard to read the tea leaves. We don't know exactly what they're thinking. But if you look at the top of the draft and where they're positioned right now at number six, you have to think some of the best pass rushers will be available there. When you talk in terms of cornerback, again, you need them and you need a lot of good ones. But I would have to tend to think we've heard so much talk from them about rushing the passer, and we have heard so much about so many of the good, potentially dominant pass rushers in this draft. I would have to think that if they had the choice between those two positions, that they might go with the pass rusher, who will disrupt that quarterback and affect the game, you know, potentially on every single play. So, I would have to think right now that they're looking long and hard at some of those guys. It's going to be very, very interesting because, you know, we've heard a lot about the Jarvis Joneses, the Barkevious Mingos, Ziggy Ansah. There's a ton of them up there at the top. I would not be surprised if they end up with one of them.
Yeah, I'm so inclined to think that that's the case. And when I say that and people come back at me and social media or email and say, well, they got to get that corner. They got to get that corner, and all this fascination over D. Milner. And I respect what D. Milner is all about. I think he's a talented guy, but I'm still inclined to think that when you're investing a sixth overall pick, you want that playmaker, difference maker. And I think Milner, while shutting down receivers is a critical thing, and the thought of him pairing up with Joe Hayden or another strong corner pairing up with Hayden is something that would make this defense very strong, I still think it's stronger if you have a Deion Jordan, for instance, from Oregon, getting into that passer along with Paul Kruger and everyone else to force turnovers or, if not cause the fumble, get the sack, but force the hurried throw that turns into a mistake.
Right. I mean, I think when you're looking at the number six pick, again, you like you said, you want an impact player that is going to, and it's somebody that you are hoping is going to make a Pro Bowl, a lot of Pro Bowls, and be a star, if not even a superstar. I like to look at either a quarterback up that high or a pass rusher. Those are usually my top two choices, although a lot of people, as we know, take the left tackles up that high because everyone needs a really good left tackle. But for the Browns' purposes, we know they're pretty well set there. So I would say either quarterback or pass rusher. And there's just I do not get the feeling they're going quarterback at number six, even though they are really, really working hard on all of these quarterbacks, doing their due diligence. In my mind at this point, it seems as though that would be more of the scenario if they trade down and maybe pick up that second-round pick where you might be able to find an E.J. Manuel or someone like that.
Yeah, the trade scenario is the intriguing thing, too, and we asked those questions of both Joe Banner and Mike Lombardi yesterday, and the most interesting thing, I don't know if this is a shock, but Joe said at some point we're going to have talked with every team in the league at some point before the draft, and that it's calls initiated by the Browns or calls that other teams are initiating to them. And I don't know how likely the scenario is. It seems to me that it would be the favored way to go as long as, A, they know that they're going to get a player they want in the first round targeted in whatever, however far down they have to move to do that. And then the second thing is maybe targeting who that, if indeed there's a second round pick to be gained from this, who that guy is, right? So you're giving up this sixth choice to somebody, but the key to me is what do you come away with just other than to say, yeah, but we got the second round pick. I mean, I think it's all about who you get.
Absolutely. And the interesting thing about this second round is I think there are going to be a number of really, really good players available in that second round. It's a round that you want to be in because there are positions that are deep and that stretch into that round, including some of the cornerbacks and the defensive backs that we've heard about. And on a quick note on Dee Milner, although I see what all the fans see and some of the stuff that we've talked about, but now some of the experts are even putting Dee Milner number two on their list behind Houston's DJ Hayden. So when that starts to happen, I mean, when you're at number six, I think you want to get the best or one of the best players at your position at that position.
Yeah.
Now there's starting to be talk that perhaps he might not even be the top cornerback in the draft. Mike Mayock has him number two now. But trying to pick up that second-round pick, you would probably have identified a couple of guys, not necessarily pinned down to one person, but perhaps a cornerback or a starting safety there, maybe even a wide receiver or a quarterback.
And it's so funny how the stock on these guys changes when they really haven't done anything, right? I mean, they've gone through their combine, their workouts, and that's about it. Maybe some visits, but generally speaking, you know, it always amazes me how opinions will just be altered. A lot of that influenced, I know, by who the draft analysts talk with in the league too, you know, and they kind of get that buzz and factor that into their thinking. But that is such a great point. We just saw mini camp wrap up the first phase of this, the 3 days that were held in Berea. What are some of your thoughts on and biggest takeaways from what happened on the field?
Well, one of the first things that I thought was really great was in talking to DeQuell Jackson. I think a lot of people thought, you know, oh boy, this is the sky is falling for DeQuell, and now, you know, he's in the 3-4. He's not going to excel. He's as excited as anyone about this new defense, in part because of all the blitzing that they're going to be doing. He will be very involved in a lot of that, and what he calls the cross dogs that you see from, like, the Baltimore Ravens doing, where you take the two linebackers and stunt them, and they cross each other and go in opposite directions and things like that. So I really do think that having DeQuell, who is, you know, basically your leader on defense, being so excited about this is a great, great thing. It is going to be such an attack-minded defense. Guys are excited about that. Jabal moving over to right outside linebacker, that's going to be an interesting one to watch. The right side, now even he's standing up, so he feels as though it's going to be a lot better for him than what he did on the right side when his hand was in the dirt, wasn't comfortable there. That's one thing that we really have to watch. Brandon Whedon, you know, he's heading in here as the established, you know, clear-cut starter right now. That's how it's starting out. But I think that Rob Chudzinski was very, very quick to say, it's early. You know, he threw a little bit of water on the notion that, you know, this thing is any kind of written in stone yet. And, you know, basically just said, let's slow down here a little bit and let this thing play out.
Yeah, I think the thing that really jumps out is that offense also moves everybody. I mean, offense and defense moving faster, but such a quicker pace to this offense. And you could see how North Turner is emphasizing to Brandon Weeden, you know, get the ball out of your hands quicker, make decisions quicker. And the thing that Weeden immediately loves is they have him throwing downfield deep. I mean, his first throw of minicamp was a deep route and to Josh Gordon. And I think that was almost like a tone setter in my mind. It's like, you know, this is what you're going to get to do in this scheme. And you could see how enthusiastic and how much he's embracing it.
Well, and not only Brandon, but right away on the very first day, you heard Greg Little saying, this offense is a wide receiver's dream. So these guys are really excited about it. And we've seen some of the results of it here in 2007 with Derek Anderson, you know, Braylon Edwards, you know, and Kellen Winslow and those guys that were here and what you can get out of an offense like this. So I know everyone here is hoping for the same results, but Brandon's excited. I think he's ready to really, you know, dig in and work as hard as they want him to. And by all accounts, this vertical passing game should suit him very well.
Mary Kay, thank you so much for taking the time to join us, and we will definitely have to do this again soon.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, Vic.
All right. Mary Kay Cabot from the Cleveland Plain Dealer joining us here via the Rebel Wireless Hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Deals of the year have been extended at Liberty Ford. Get 0% financing for 60 months on our huge selection of 2013 Fords. Or lease America's best-selling truck, the F-150, for only $229. That's right, only $229 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
At Cleveland Clinic, we'll see you later, today. Access to the best care is easy, with same-day appointments available at convenient locations throughout Northeast Ohio. Call today, 216-444-CARE, or visit clevelandclinic.org.
Hey, Browns fans. With the NFL draft right around the corner, there's no better time to visit the Pro Football Hall of Fame. The brand new Hall of Fame store is now open, so be sure to get all the latest NFL team apparel. Visit the Pro Football Hall of Fame today. Visit profootballhof.com for details.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. What will get a burglar out of your house faster? A siren or the voice of a live person telling him he's been caught and the authorities are on their way? The answer is the voice, which is why Alarm Force's live two-way voice is the best way to protect your home. Only with Alarm Force, you get live two-way voice at no charge and only $25 per month for monitoring.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
If you need a good lawyer, listen up. Use mine, Russo Rosalina. Hi, gang, Riz here for Russo Rosalina, general practice family law firm. Joe, Gabriella, and Basil have been doing it for years. Two locations, too, east side, Richmond Town Square, west side, Parmatown on Ridge. If you suffered a loss of a loved one, Russo Rosalina can handle the estate for you. Injuries, divorce, bankruptcy, wills, they do it. Go to rrlpa.com. That's rrlpa.com, Russo Rosalina.
Mike Cappy here from Professional Roofing Service, your trusted roofer, serving Northern Ohio for over 30 years. You can rely on Professional Roofing Service for all your residential and commercial roofing needs. Visit ProRoofingServices.com to learn more and get a free quote.
Superheroes fly nonstop. Pittsburgh to Paris when business travel takes them abroad.
Pittsburgh to the West Coast, L.A. and San Francisco, and on low-cost carriers to Boston, Chicago, and Houston. Learn more at flypittsburgh.com. Click Save Fly.
All this market volatility is really unsettling.
I don't understand how earnings can go up, but stocks go down.
I know Europe has debt issues, but I don't understand why this affects my portfolio.
I need someone to look out for my financial goals and interests.
Investing today can be complicated, but with the right partner, it doesn't have to be. I'm Brian Kurtz with Baird Wealth Management in Cleveland. Baird has guided local families and businesses through the challenges of the last decade. Our global resources and research keep the big picture in perspective, while our deep expertise in financial, tax, and estate planning ensure the advice we give is tailored to your specific needs. And because we're employee-owned, you can trust that everyone at Baird is fully invested in your success.
Discover the advantage of a financial partner with your best interests in mind. Visit BairdCleveland.com. Robert W. Baird & Company, member SIPC.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Revel Wireless and Quaker Steak & Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Back with you on this Motown Friday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Joining us now on the Revel Wireless Hotline is Steve King, the Browns resident historian. And Steve, we got you on to talk about the greatest value pickup, a vote for fans to participate in on the ClevelandBrowns.com website to choose the all-time greatest value player. This isn't the greatest pick per se, but based on production, overall selection round, etc., who is the greatest value choice of the Browns? And you came up with some of the finalists, all the finalists really on this list, and I think it's an interesting one.
Well, you know, the draft really is all about value because a team is going to pick, you know, dependent on, you know, either trade or where they finished the previous year. You can't really do anything about that. What every team since the beginning of the draft, way back in 1936, has tried to do is maximize where they're at by getting a player that's comparable to where that pick is. Now, if you're drafting number one overall, you're expecting to get a guy who really is going to be the face of your franchise, and you expect him to, you know, make numerous Pro Bowls and, you know, maybe sometime down the road make it to the Hall of Fame. If you are picking at the end of the draft, your last round pick, you're hoping to get a guy, and, you know, the best case scenario you think would be to make the team. Now, if that final round pick ends up being a great player, it's just that much more value.
Yeah, and I'm sure this is a nice debate, too, for people to decide who has the most value. And some of the names on this list, the Hall of Famer, of course, Jim Brown, widely regarded the greatest player to not only play for the Browns, but for any team in the National Football League, a sixth overall choice in 1957. And then you go with a Brian Sipe. We know his outstanding career as a quarterback for the Browns, 13th round pick in 1972, a 17th round pick, Ben Davis, the cornerback from Defiance, Ohio College, in 1967. And I love this one, Dick Ambrose, Bam Bam, the judge, now 12th round pick in 1975. I think these are some really, really good candidates on this list.
Well, you know, I had a lot of fun picking the guys that, you know, from the lower parts of the draft that made it. I mean, everyone can, you know, see or can remember who was drafted in the first round or the second round, but it's just great to see a guy who, you know, ends up being, like you say, you know, Ben Davis, a 17th round draft pick in 1967, and he ends up being a great player. Now, there was a basketball player for the University of Akron who was drafted a round or two ahead of Ben Davis. So, you know, Ben Davis being picked to the 17th round, you know, pretty much of an afterthought, and he ended up his second season led the team in interceptions. So, you know, what a bonus that was.
Ernest Biner, a 10th round pick in 1984. All the contribution that he made at running back, and to think again that he came into this team as a 10th round pick when the draft used to be, again, a much longer process and deeper process than it is now, only seven rounds now. But, yeah, I think that speaks volumes about what these guys have overcome to be what they are.
And it shows, you know, every player that's coming in, will be coming into the team here over the next week or so with the draft. It doesn't matter where you're drafted, per se. I mean, obviously, a guy drafted at the top of the draft is going to get maybe more opportunities because more time and money and manpower was invested in scouting that player. But if you're a last round draft choice, if you're taken in the seventh round, you know, for that matter, Vic, if you're a rookie free agent, if you can play and you consistently show that, these teams have an eye for that. They're going to find a place for you. And, you know, Josh Cribbs, you know, you look at what he did, a rookie free agent. You look at some of the players that taken at the end of the round, you know, down through the years, you know, just great players. That greatness comes out. It's like the old adage you hear, cream rises to the top. And even if you're down there at the end of the draft, if you've got that cream, it's going to rise to the top. That will come forth at some point.
Yeah, and let's face it, the Browns have had a rich history of players who were not drafted and ended up in the Hall of Fame. I mean, right, guys like Frank Gatzke and Lou Groza and Marion Motley and Bill Willis. I mean, these are players that all, you know, granted coming into the league in the mid-40s, coming into pro football, but they weren't even drafted, and they ended up in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So it does show you that you don't have to be a first-rounder by any means or a premium pick to have success.
And it really is. It talks, you know, volumes about, you know, just how good your player procurement system is when not so much, you know, getting players at the top of the draft who make it, but getting value picks, getting those players at the bottom of the draft who make it. Because, you know, as any scout, as any personnel director, as any general manager, Mike Lombardi will tell you, you know, you really earn your worth, you really earn your paycheck when you're able to find a guy toward the end of the draft that comes and makes contributions. And, you know, if you live in a perfect world, maybe that is a guy that someday makes it into the Cleveland Browns legends.
Steve, we really appreciate this. We also want to encourage fans, go to clevelandbrowns.com and vote. It's the greatest value pickup driven by Liberty Ford. Again, based on production and overall selection number, who is the Browns' all-time greatest value pick? You have a chance to weigh in on this. Steve, we'll talk to you down the line.
Thank you very much, Vic.
Wrapping up a big week here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and a big show. Want to thank for their participation Hanford Dixon and Mary Kay Cabot. Want to thank Joe Thomas and Billy Wynn and Greg Little, and, of course, Jameer Howerton for chatting with them. Want to thank Steve King as well. Want to thank Drew Boatner, and want to thank our producer for tonight, Casey Koulis, for his great work. And to remind you, this show will be moving to New York just for a couple of days next week. The 24th of April will be at Manny's on 2nd, which is a favorite hangout for Browns backers in the New York metropolitan area. They're going to hang out with us during the show. That'll be at its usual time, 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern. And then on Thursday, draft day, we will be at Radio City Music Hall at a special time, 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern, kind of set the scene for you at Radio City Music Hall, of course, where the draft will be held, the 2013 draft, and KNR programming will be all over that day. So we'll do our part from there and encourage you to tune into that and encourage you to join us again on Monday at our usual time. Vic Carucci with you and wishing you a great weekend, and thank you for listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.